Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. Former Senator Dixie Levitt and his wife Anne reminisce about their battles and triumphs in making Cedar City's Branch Agriculture School into today's Southern Utah University.
I was looking forward to going to college, and I didn't have an idea of where I wanted to go to college. And the deciding factor for me was that I earned a scholarship. And I think it's quite interesting to note that it was a full tuition scholarship of $25 a quarter. So my full tuition was paid, and that's what decided me to come to Cedar City. And it was a fateful decision because that's where I met the student body president, young Dixie Levitt.
And I can remember when you got there, and I saw this beautiful, beautiful blonde girl. Little did I know that she was going to become my wife. Well, I finished my school there with a bachelor's degree from Utah State University. Then it was Utah State Agricultural College. It was about the first year that they had given bachelor degrees in elementary education.
Weren't you in the first class?
In the first class,
in the first class,
yes.
It had four-year degrees.
For a year after I graduated, I taught the fourth grade there in Cedar City, and I enjoyed teaching. I had a class of about 36 students, but I remember you and Mike coming down around the school at the time. But in the meantime, I'd gone into the insurance business after teaching school. And after I'd been in the business for a few years, the president of the Chamber of Commerce came in and asked me if I would chair a committee to be organized for the purposes of getting the secondary education granted by Utah State University.
I remember how hard we worked at lobbying or making friends or buttering up the people, the powers that
be. The Board of Trustees.
The Board of Trustees and the Coordinating Council wined and dined them at our home. We did everything we could.
We made progress. We had some support on the Board of Trustees. And get to a point where I had decided that this was not going to be able to be accomplished. We were going to have to take some legislative action. And with that in mind, I was waiting then for the next election. I served in the House that year, and it was a matter of learning the processes and getting myself established, but making little progress at that particular point. But next term, I was elected to the Senate.
Right.
And that's where we started the actions going. And the Board of Trustees finally authorized to create for the secondary education system. And finally, I went to my brother-in-law, who was an attorney there in Salt Lake, and I asked him if he would write a bill for me. And I said, I want this to be where we develop our independence, not be a branch to Utah State. Well, of course, it was a battle, but we got it through.
So that was the beginning when we began to then be a college on our own 2 feet.
Yes, Southern Utah State College with its own Board of Trustees and so on. From there, because of my higher education committee experience, I felt there was really unfairness going on because the small colleges, I felt like there's a lot of log ruling.
Yes.
We had a call for a study committee to study our higher education system. And then we come together, and that's when the Higher Education Act of 1969 was established. I set up the State Board of Regents, which we still have that today, but likewise made it to where the Board of Regents is the one who finalizes budgets, does the hiring and firing. Well, I mentioned that part of it because it made it to where smaller schools, at that time, it was much more of a level playing field. I did run for governor in 1976, and we gave a good race, but we didn't win. Later, I represented five counties, the southern five counties of Utah, and that's when they encouraged me to run again. But the purpose this time was to make it a university. And so that was in 1990, I think it was. Southern Utah University and Weber State both became universities.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.